Today's daf is Zvachim daf Chof Ches, and we are at the Mishnah on the bottom of daf Chof Zayin Amid Beis. So by now, we're all familiar with the halacha of pigel. Nachsheves pigel. Koyin's doing one of the Dalet Avodas Adam. He's doing either Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika. And he has a machshava to do one of four things, Kipshutai, Chutz Lizmanoi, or Chutz Lizmanoi. He has a machshava to eat the basar chutz lezmanei chutz lemkaymei, be makta the imurim chutz lezmanei chutz lemkaymei, do shvichas shirayim chutz lezmanei chutz lemkaymei, or to do the zrika chutz lezmanei chutz lemkaymei. If the machshava was to do it chutz lezmanei, the halach is the carbon is pasul, the basar of the carbon is pigel. If somebody eats the basar from that carbon, he's chayv karas. If the machshava was to do it chutz lemkaymei, the machshava pasuls the carbon. It's also pigel in a sense. But it's not pigel in the sense that if somebody would eat from the basar, the halacha is he would not be chayiv karas. What does chutz lezmanoi mean? Every carbon has a zman when certain mitzvahs of the carbon had to be done. So, for example, as it relates to achilas basar, kachim kadoshim was nechal yom v'layla, kachim kalim 2 days and a night. The haktara was able to be done at night, but only up until the morning. That's the first mission of Masechtas Brachos. Beyond that, next morning you couldn't do it anymore. The zrika and the shvichas hashirayim had to be done by yoyim. They're like ordinary avodas that had to be done dafka by nam. Once shkiyas hachama comes, at that point it becomes possible. So if the machshava was to do any one of the aforementioned chutz lezmanei, that's a machshava's pigel. What's chutz lemkaymei? Outside of the place that you're allowed to do it. So as it relates to achilas basar, kachik kadoshim anechal in the azara. So if the machshava was to eat the kachik kadoshim outside of the azara, that's a chutz lemkaymei. Kachim kalim's nechal in Yerushalayim, outside Yerushalayim would be chutzlam kaimai. Shvichas hashirayim, zrika aktaras, they were all done in the Azara. So machshav of chutzlam kaimai would be where he had a mind to do it outside of the makam of the Azara. Either way, that's something that we're all quite familiar with at this point. The Gemara and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph had drushes and brises that ironed out this idea. One thing worth mentioning is, if you remember there, we mentioned that Rishonim and Masechtas Chulim say that you could be mefagel in Kabbalah chutz lezmanei and chutz lemkaymei as well. There's major lumdus associated to that, but that's not the pashtus. The pashtus is machshavas pigel is what we mentioned. Either way, the Mishnah that discusses the basic laws of machshavas pigel is the Mishnah that we're about to learn right now. So the Mishnah is not really going to tell us much that we don't know yet, simply because we've been taking for granted all these yesaitas. But you want to know the makar? What's really ground zero for the halach of pigel? It's the mission that we're about to learn. So the mission, somebody shechts a carbon to do the zrika chutz lim kaimai, oy miktsas damai bechutz, or not all the dam, but only some of the dam. Lahakter e murav bachutz, to do the haktar bachutz, oy miktsas e murav bachutz, or only some of the e murav bachutz. Lechol psore bachutz, oy kizayas. Or the Mishnah gives an interesting example of a machshavas pigel, where the kohen had a mind to eat a kizayas of the skin, of the tail of an animal. Dalach is pasul. It's a machshava hapoiselas. The aim by karis. Why is there no karis? Because the machshava was chutz. Chutz meaning chutzlim kaimai. Machshava of chutzlim kaimai is a machshav ha-pisales, but there's no karis. You don't have the halacha that if somebody will eat the basar of that carbon, he's going to be chayiv karis. Lizrik damai l'machar, if the machshava was to do it tomorrow, what we know as chutz lezmanai, or mixas damai l'machar, only some of the dam l'machar, l'akto emur of l'machar, to be makta de emur of l'machar, mixas emur of l'machar, lechol psari l'machar, kizayis me psari l'machar, lechol kizayis me oir ha'alyo, or to eat a kizayis of, again, the skin of the tail. Tomorrow, halach is pigel, v'chayav and all of karis, you're going to be chayiv karis. So again, the Mishnah says what we know. Machsheves chutz lezmanoi, machsheves chutz lemkaymoi, machsheves chutz lezmanoi, posel v'yesh by karis, machsheves chutz lemkaymoi, posel v'ein by karis. If you're going to look for a chiddush in the Mishnah did tell us something that maybe we didn't know, and that is you don't have to be mechashiv to eat all the basar chutz lezmanoi, chutz lemkaymoi. A kizayis of basar is enough. You don't have to be mechashiv to be zoyrek all the dam chutz lezmanoi, chutz lemkaymoi. Just a little bit of dam would be enough. But regardless, this is the basic halacha of machsheves chutz lezmanoi, chutz lemkaymoi. But there's one interesting diak in the Mishnah. The Mishnah gave one specific example of a machshavas pigel, where you had in mind to eat kizayis me'or ha'alya, chutz lezmanoi, or kezayis may oir ha'alya chutz l'mkoim. Again, the alya is the tail of the animal, so the oir ha'alya would be the skin on the tail of the animal. Why in the world would the Mishnah have to mention the oir ha'alya? In fact, we're going to see it's a three-way machlokes ha'meiron, how to understand what exactly the chiddush, the punchline, and what the Mishnah is coming to teach me by mentioning the oir ha'alya. Zokti Gemara, savrua oir ha'alya ka'alya dami. The ha'meiron thought, and this is the context to this next Gemara, it seems to be that the skin of the alya is treated like the alya is itself. If that's the case, right, the Gemara, v'akam mechashev, ma'achilas mizbeach, la'achilas adam. So we know that every animal obviously has meat, right? You shecht an animal, there's a lot of flesh. What did they do with the meat of kachin? So some of it was nechal, some of it was burnt on the mizbeach. There was da'achilas adam, which some of it was eaten by the Bailim, some of it was eaten by the Kehanim, and then you had the Haktara Seymur. Which chelik was burnt and which chelik was eaten? So the Pasuk mentions what was burnt and what was eaten. If the animal was a sheep, the alya was burnt. If the animal was anything other than a sheep, then the alya was eaten. Now, if our Mishnah is discussing a sheep, then it comes out that the Mishnah is saying a gewaldige chiddush. Again, if our Mishnah is discussing even a sheep, then the Mishnah is saying a gewaldige chiddush. Because the Mishnah said that if a kohen was doing the avodah and he had in mind to eat, not burn, not be matzah, to eat the oir ha'alya chutz l'zmanu chutz l'mkoymoy, it's going to be a machshavas pickle. If you assume that the oir ha'alya is like the alya, and the Mishnah is talking even about a shepsala, where the alya was burnt on the mizbeach, that means the Mishnah is saying a chiddush. The Mishnah is saying that if the kohen had a mind to eat the basar that had a din to be brought on the mizbeach, still it's going to be a machshava spigel, which l'chur is a chiddush. Because you could have argued that the machshava has to be to do an achila that the Torah says you're supposed to do. So if you're mechashev to eat the chelik that was nechal kohanim, Ba'achilas Adam, that should be a machshavas pigel. If you're machashev to be makter the chelik that was nechal gvoya, the chelik amurim, that should be a machshavas pigel. But if the Mishnah says you could be mefagel in a machshava to eat, physically eat, the oir ha'alya, and the Mishnah is talking even about a sheep where the alya itself was burnt, and oir ha'alya is ka'alya, so presumably the oir of the alya was also burnt. So now you'd be mechashev to eat the chelik that was nachal legevaya. So that's the Gemara's kasha. V'akom mechashev ma'achilas mizbeach v'achilas adam. Amar Shmuel, amani Rebbe Eliezer. It's not such a kasha. The time of the Mishnah can be Rebbe Eliezer. The amar mechashev ma'achilas mizbeach v'achilas adam u'me'achilas adam v'achilas mizbeach. Now we learn to the Mishnah. Shaykh, this is zavach lechol, dovash, ain't argil lechol. If somebody, a kohen, does the shechita and he has a machshava to eat dovash, ain't argil lechol, or lahakta dovash, ain't Dark Lahakter Kosher. It's kosher. Tanakama says that's not a machshavas pigel. You have to be machashav to eat something that's dark lechel, to be makted something that's dark lahakter. Rebbe Eliezer poysel. Rebbe Eliezer says it's possible. Oh, very good. According to Rebbe Eliezer, it makes sense that even if the Mishnah is talking about a shepsala, where the alya was burnt, and oir ha'alya is ka'alya, still you can be machashav to eat the oir ha'alya. Isn't that achilas mizbeach? And you're being machashav achilas adam. Rebbe Eliezer shita is mechashav me achilas mizbeach achilas adam, achilas adam, achilas mizbeach. But the Gemara says, why you came to Rebbe Eliezer? You tell me the time of the Mishnah of Rebbe Eliezer. Ima seifa. Look at the seifa. That's a Mishnah on the next stop. Zeh ha'kla kol ha'sheichit v'amekabu v'amoylech v'azorik. Dover shedarko lechol. Ulahakte dover shedarko lahakte. The halach is it's a machshavas pigel. Now the Tana, the Mishnah was very, very clear. Dovah shedarku lechol in, she ain't darku lechol up. Lason, who's that like? The Rabbanon. So the Sefer of the Mishnah, it's the next Mishnah, Daf Chav Tes, the Mishnah says very, very clearly, the only time it's machshavas pigel is if you machashav dovah shedarku lechol, or dovah shedarku lehakter. That's clearly the Rabbanon. Reish Rabbi Eliezer, the Sefer Rabbanon. Does it make sense that our Mishnah that mentions the Oir Ha'aliyah is going according to Rabbi Eliezer? Because that's the only way we know right now to explain the Mishnah. And the Sefer is clearly the Rabbanon. I'm like, in. Yes. It's okay. I don't have a problem with that. So the first teretz in the Gemara is Shmuel. Shmuel said that the Mishnah could be talking about a sheep, and enochinami Oir Ha'aliyah is Ka'aliyah, which means that the Oir Ha'aliyah of the sheep was a chelik of the emurim, it was burnt on the mizbeach, and still if a kohen had a machshava spigel, he was mechashiv to eat the oir ha'alya, it would be a machshava, because the Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer, the next Mishnah is the Rabbanon, okay, Reish Rabbi Eliezer, say for Rabbanon, Huna Rabbanon said a different teretz, oir ha'alya, lav ka'alya dami, it's not true, Yer HaNocho, oir ha'alya is not ka'alya,
Omar Rava, my time of the Rav Huna. What's Pshana Rav Huna? Chelboy ha'alya, v'loy oir ha'alya. It says chelboy ha'alya, it's only the chelev of the alya, that's the alya. But the oir of the alya is not the alya. In other words, the oir ha'alya wasn't burnt, even by a sheep. Oh, if it wasn't burnt, then Hadar Dina, it was Nechal. If it was Nechal, so you're not being Mechashiv in Achilas Mizbeach, L'Achilas Adam, you're being Mechashiv in a Dover that's Nechal, L'Adam, for an Achilas Adam. Very good. Rav Chizda says, L'Oilam Oira Alya Ka'alya Dami. Really, Oira Alya is Ka'alya Dami. V'achab Mayaskidim Alya Shagidi. Oira Alya is Ka'alya Dami. And then Chinami, the time of the Mishnah is not Rabbi Yezid, it's Rabbanon. Seif is the Rabbanon, the Reish is the Rabbanon. And if our Mishnah was talking about a sheep, the Mishnah would have never mentioned the Oira Alya. Because being that the Oira Alya is Ka'alya, and by a sheep, the Alya was burnt, so the Oira Alya was also burnt. And you can't be Mechash and Me'achilas Adam, Me'achilas Mizbech. So it wouldn't be a Mechashav as Pilgil. But who said the Mishnah story? Does it say the word sheep? It doesn't say sheep in the Mishnah. It just says Oira Alya. Okay, the Oira Alya of a Gedi. Of a goat, not the Oira Alya of a sheep. But not a chanami. The Oira Alya of a sheep, you wouldn't have this halacha. Says the Gemara, Kuluk Yishmuel Ayamri. Nobody wanted to learn the Mishnah like Shmuel. Reisha Rabbi Yezef Sefer Rabbanu Loi Mukmi. It's not Mashma that way. Rav Huna Loi Amri. Why didn't they want to learn like Rav Huna? Oira Alya Ka'alya Dami Ka Mashma. Because Rav Huna was Mechadish that the Oira Alya is Lav Ka'alya Dami. And the Amiran felt that Oira Alya is definitely Ka'alya. Rav Chizda, my time Loi Amri. But why didn't they want to learn like Rav Chizda? Mechatesi, the Mishnah is talking about a sheep. Right, Rav Chizda said, what's the grace of Kasha? Oira Alya is Ka'alya. You're asking Akasha, how can you be Mechashev in Achilas Adam of the Oira Alya? They burnt the Alya, so that means they burnt the Oira Alya. Who said the Mishnah about a sheep? They only burnt the Alya if it was a sheep. But if it was any other sheep, like a goat, they didn't burn it. So that seems to be a very obvious pshat. So why would the other Amayir, everyone's saying a doichik. Shmuel saying a doichik, the Mishnah's Rabbi Eliezer. It's a big doichik, because you have to say Reisha Rabbi Eliezer, say for Rabbanan. Rav Huna saying a doichik, because we think Oira Alya is Ka'alya Dami. So Vrua Oira Alya Ka'alya, he's coming out, Oira Alya is Lav Ka'alya Dami. Rav Chizda seems to be very reasonable. So the Gemara says, you know why they didn't want to learn like Rav Chizda? Because my Kamashmalon, what's the Chiddush? Because if the Mishnah is talking about a goat, it's Pashit that you could be Mechashiv in the Oira Alya. Like, what's the Chiddush? Maybe I'll tell you the Chiddush is that the Or was Nechal. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a Chiddush that the Or was Nechal, meaning that the Or is viewed as an Oichel, because my Kamashma and Oir Alya Ka'al Yodami, that it's an Oichel? Tanina, that we know. And the context over there is Tumas Oichel. Rashi says, Tumas Oichlem Bekebeya, Tumas Nevela Bekezayas, the halacha is that Oichel could become Tame. And when Oichel becomes Tame, the Alya would become Tameh, and the Oira Alya would be Tameh as well. So the fact that the Oira is Basa, that we know, that's not the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Now, there must be some Chiddush in the halachas of Kachim. That's why the Gemara stating that the Amiram didn't want to learn like Rav Chizda, because in Rav Chizda's world, they weren't really sure what the Chiddush. It says more of Rav Chizda. So what did Rav Chizda hold? It's true. Rav Chizda held that there's still a Chiddush. I would have thought, Hani Milin Yatum. It's true. From that Mishnah, it's a Mishnah Masechtas Chulin, from that Mishnah, you take to see that the Oir of the Alya is considered Basa. But I would have thought that's only with regards to the Halachas of Tumah. The Rakich Mitztarif, because being that it's edible, so therefore it's Mitztarif. Aval Hocha, but when it comes to Achilas Kachim, I would have thought, Limashcha, it says in the parsha of Kachim, we'll see the pasuk soon a little bit better, that the Kehanim, when they ate Kachim, they were supposed to eat it, Limashcha. The word lamashcha means ligedula. And we learn from there, kiderek shamalachim oichle. V'layavidi, melachim da'achli hachi. And melachim don't eat the oira alya. Say, emalai, I would have thought it's not an achila. And if it's not an achila, if you're mechashev to eat the oir ha'alya chutz lezmane chutz l'mkoymai, it wouldn't be a machshav es pigol. Kamash malon. That's the chiddush. Feite gemar, meisvei al yasyu akasha. Hashoichet es oila. If somebody shechts the oila, lahakter kizayis me'or. Before the meisvei, let's just recap the three shitas. Again, we had a Mishnah. The Mishnah mentioned the basic halachas of pigol. Chutz lezmanei, chutz l'mkoymai. Very straightforward. But the Mishnah gave one specific example that it really didn't have to give, of a machshavas pigul. And that is, if the kohen was mechashev to eat the oir ha'alya chutz lezmanei chutz l'mkoymai, that too would be machshavas pigul. What's the oir ha'alya? That's the skin that's on the tail of the animal. The question is, number one, why are we talking about the oir ha'alya? There must be some chiddush over there. But v'oid, the oir ha'alya was sometimes burnt. Because the alya of a sheep
regardless of what carbon that sheep was, whether it was a shlomim or it doesn't matter. The alya was always burnt, which means that the oira alya, the chura, was also burnt. So if the oira alya was burnt, how can you be mechashev achilas adam on the oira alya? V'ha mechashev me'achilas mizbeach v'achilas adam. So to answer that kasha, the Gemara brought three terutzim. Shmuel said, Hamani Rabbi Eliezer. The time of the mission is Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds you can be mechashev me'achilas adam, achilas mizbeach, achilas mizbeach, achilas adam. If that's the case, we certainly understand why the Mishnah mentioned Leira Alya. It's a gevaldik a chiddush. We're telling you a chiddush that even though you're thinking achilas adam, and you're thinking to eat something that's really achilas mizbeach, that's enough. That still constitutes machsheves pigel. Rav Huna said that avadu the mission is the Rabbanim. And if the Oir HaAlya was burned together with the Alya, this halacha wouldn't be true. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that fakir, that the Oir HaAlya was not burnt. Only the Alya was burnt and the Oir HaAlya wasn't burnt. And even though in other areas in halacha, in Luchos Tumas Oichlin, you find Oir HaAlya ka'Alya Dami, but not with regards to the halacha of Akhtar. Being that it wasn't burnt, it was nechal, we look at it as something that's darkoi, lechel, achilas adam. That's why if you mechashev in it, it's going to be a machshavas pigel. And the third pshat was Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, Avada too, the Mishnah is going according to Rabbanan, the Mishnah is going according to Rav Eliezer. And really the Oira Alya was burnt. So if you brought a keves and you burnt the Alya, you burnt the Oira Alya. Which means that if you were mechashev, b'shas the hakrova of a sheep to eat the Oira Alya, chutzas mani, chutzam kami, it wouldn't be a machshavas pigel. Hachamai eski, you didn't bring a sheep. What you brought instead was like, "Aye, what's the chiddush?" So now there's mamish no chiddush. Now the chiddush is that the oira alya you would have thought is not royal lachilas koyanim, because when a koyan eats kachim, it has to be kiderech shamalochim oichlin. So to eat the prime rib and to eat the filet mignon, the expensive parts of the animal. Yeah, maybe that's a machshava an achila, because that's a kiderech shamalochim oichlin. But to eat the part of the animal that the malachim don't eat, you would have thought that maybe that's mufka from being achilas koyanim. As a result, you can't be mechashev in it. Mashmalon, that really you could. But really, if you think about it, it comes at another nafkamina in this machloikas amayra. And that is, what would it be if somebody was mechashev not to eat the oira alya, but to be makter the oira alya of a sheep? So not to eat the oira alya, but to be makter the oira alya of a sheep. Rav Huna said a chiddush that the oira alya is lavka alya dami even by a sheep. You could only be mechashev in the achila of an oira alya, even of a sheep, according to the Rabbana. But if you mechashev to be makta the Oira Alya, it's not going to be a haktar. It's the flip side, because he holds it was nechal, it wasn't mukhtar. According to Rav Chisda and according to Shmuel, it's not true. According to Rav Chisda and Shmuel, the Oira Alya really was burnt. And being that it was burnt, if you mechashev to be makta the Oira Alya, chutzas mani, chutzam kaimai, that too would be a machshavas pigel. Doesn't the Mishnah say you were mechashev to eat, not to burn? So according to Shmuel, yeah, because the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Eliezer, so you can go back and forth, but according to Rabbanan, that wouldn't be true. And the Rav Chisda's teretz was that the Mishnah is discussing a gdeed. The Mishnah is not talking about a keves. But in a chanami, if you would be a keves and you would be mechashiv to be makter the oira al yechutzas mani chutzam koimoi, it would be a machshav. That's another nafkamina in this machloikis, and that's the segue to the next gemar. Meisvei hashoichet eso al yo lahakter kizayis mi orsha tachas al yo. You see, here you were mechashiv not to eat. That's what our Mishnah was talking about. Here you would be mechashiv to be makter the oira that's underneath al yo chutzam koimoi possibly mekars chutzas mani pick up a chayav and all of course. Lazar ben Yehuda ish avelim oimer mishum Rabbi Yaakov, v'chein hoy Rab Shimon ben Yehuda ish kfar ikus oimer mishum Rab Shimon, echad or shal beis prosois behemadaka, v'echad or haroi shal egel harach, v'echad or shetachas ha'alyo, v'chol shemanu chachamim gabi tumo, v'elu she'ereseim kevesorim, l'hovi or shal beis ha'boishes, different parts of the animal, chutzim koi meposo v'em by chorus, chutz lizman ha'pigol, v'chayov and all of course. The bottom line is we have over here a braisa that discusses Machsheves Pigel in the context of Hashoichet Es Ha'Oilo Lahakter. The part of this price that we need is Lahakter Kizayis Me'or Shetachas Ha'Alya. And the Mishnah says it's going to be a regular Machsheves Pigel. So again, we're talking about an Oilo specifically, and we're talking about being Makter. That's not our Mishnah. Our Mishnah never said anything about Oilo. Our Mishnah is Hashoichet Es Ha'Zevach, any carbon. Number one. Number two, our Mishnah discussed where the Machsheva was to eat the Oira Alya. This price is discussing specifically an Oila and to be Makdas. Listen to the Gemara's Kasha. A very good Shemaki Gemara. Gemara's Kasha is Oila in Abu Zavachla. It sounds like this price is only true by an Oila. It's not true by an ordinary carbon. It means any carbon other than an Oila, if you would be Mechashiv to be Makdas the Oira Alya,
Chutzas Mani, Chutzam Kami, it wouldn't be a Machshavas Pekel. Bishleim with the Rav Huna, Hayu Tanei Oila. Versus the Koit Rav Huna, it's very Geschmack. Because what was Rav Huna's Yusai? Rav Huna said that even though Oira Aliyah is Ka'al Yudamri Le'inyin Tumas Oichlin, but there's a Hafka in the Parish of Akhtar that the Oira Aliyah was a Mukhtar. What was it? It was Nech. Which means, like we said, the flip side of Rav Huna's Shita is if somebody would have a Machshavah to be Machta the Oira Aliyah, it wouldn't be a Machshavah. According to Rabbanan, you have to be Machashav, Achilas Adam, Achilas Adam, Achilas Mizbeach, Achilas Mizbeach, it wouldn't be a Machshavah's Pickle. Stating that, an oila which is kuloi muktar on the mizbech, avada the oira alya is going to have a din haktara. So it's davka by an oila that you have this halach. Shoichet as a oila, the haktar oira alya. Oh, an oila which is kuloi kolol, so you don't have the miyot of ha alya as opposed to the oira alya. Over there, this halach is going to be true. Rav Chizda, but according to Rav Chizda, that holds oira alya is kalya dami. So by a kevis, they used to burn the Oira Alya together with the Alya. The only reason in our Mishnah the Oira Alya is viewed as Achilas Adam is because our Mishnah is not talking about a sheep. Our Mishnah is talking about a goat. My ear, you detani, Oilo, listen, Zevach. Why do we have to be talking about an Oilo? I'm not Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda is going to tell you, Ibai, same with Alya Shel Gidi. Maybe that Brisa wasn't talking about a sheep. That Brisa was talking about a Gidi. By a Gidi, the Oira Alya, if it's not an oila, avadus nechal. So avad, you can't be mechashiv because that's pashit, that's achilas adam, it's not achilas mizbeach. The chiddush of oila is not that the oira alya is ka'al yadami. Even not by an oila, the oira alya is ka'al yadami. The chiddush of an oila is that you burn everything. So even if it's a gedi, still the alya is muktar as a result. The oira alya is going to be muktar as well. If you buy the same, it just changed the gear, so tani zevach. It's not a sheikhet as a oila, it's a sheikhet as a zevach. And a chanami, you could be talking about a sheep as well. Because even by sheep, oira alya is going to be ka'al yadami excess. It's just one light ha'ara. Not so light, but a little bit lighter. And that is, so the Gemara mentioned the halach of l'mashchot. Kederach sham halachim oichlin. And the context that the Gemara mentioned the halach of l'mashchot was, there would have been a havamina that even though oira alya is ka'al yadami, but maybe as it relates to the halach of b'mechashif, a machshavas pigol, that the kohanim are going to eat the oira alya, maybe that's not a machshavas pigol. Because kohanim, when they eat kachim, they have to eat it l'mashchot, the gedua. And the malachim don't eat the oira alya. They eat the finer parts of the behemoth. They don't eat the oira alya. The truth is, this pasuk of the mashcha is a pasuk in Parashas Korach. Vayidaber Hashem al Aharon. Va'ani hinei nesati l'chash mishmeres shu moisei l'chol kodshei b'nei Yisrael. I'm giving you chav dalet matnes kohuna. L'cha nesatim, they're given to you. L'mashcha, zokt Rashi, l'gedula. It's for you and your sons, and it's something that you're going to eat l'mashcha. So the context of l'mashcha is the matnas kahuna, and Hashem tells Aharon, "V'ani hinei nosati l'cha es mishmeres trumoisai l'chol kachim bnei Yisrael l'cha nesatim. They're yours, whether it's kachim, whether it's truma." L'mashcha, you should eat it like a king. Kederech sham halacha meichlen oisai ulevanech lecha kailam. And this halacha b'mashcha governs many, many halachas. The one that we have in here is this havamina that maybe the oira alya is not considered achilas kayan. The beginning of the perek, we had the Mishnah that discussed all the psulim, all the people that aren't allowed to do the avodas hakabbalah, haylacha and zrika. And the Gemara over there was trying to find the makaris. Zar minolon, oinen minolon. Ramesharshi has said that the idea that a zar that does the avoda is possible, or that an oinen that does the avoda is possible, is learned out kal v'chomer from Yoshev. Uma Yoshev sha'oichel im avad chilel, zar she'eno yoichel, eno yidin shem avad chilel. Uma Yoshev sha'oichel im avad chilel, oinen she'eno yoichel, eno yidin shem avad chilel. That means a person's allowed to sit while he's eating kacha. Kohen was allowed to sit when he was eating kacha, but he wasn't allowed to sit when he was doing the avodah. A zar can't eat, he also can't do the avodah. So madach yoshev, which is only a psul in avodah, it's not a psul in achila. Still, a yoshev that does the avodah is mechalo the avodah. So a zar and an oinen that are a psul in achila, kavachayim, if they do the avodah, they should be mechalo the avodah. But al kapanim, one thing is mavur in the Gemara, and that is that a kohen was allowed to sit while he ate kacha. What does the Gemara mean when it says Umayyoshiv Sha'ichel Kugoim Bimura Me Kachim Ubuchar? It's not talking about all kachim. It's talking about Mura Me Kachim. That was the chelik of the carbon shlomim that was Nechal and the Bukhar. But Shar Kachim not. Zokta Shita Bukubetsis. What does Taisis mean? It sounds like what other karbanos a kohen wasn't allowed to sit while he was eating, says the Shita Bukubetsis, yeah.
because we know certain kachim was only eaten in the Azara. And ein yeshiva ba'azara, elo malchus beis davar b'vav. So what Tosfos is coming to Bavarn is that the Gemara says it's so pashat you're allowed to sit while you're eating. So garnet azay pashat. The reason it's not so pashat is because it's a din. Ein yeshiva ba'azara, elo malchus beis davar b'vav. So kachim kalim that are nechal b'cholo'ir, it can be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. So enochanami, so Tosfos gives examples. Kegayin, it's an example, it's a bayshvil. Bemurim b'kachim, u'b'char, etc. There's other examples as well. Anything that's kachim kalim that could be nechal b'cholo'ir, over there you can eat it, be yeshiva, and that's what the Gemara means. Mali yoshev sha'eichel. But kachim kadoshim that was only nechal in the Azara, there's no way a kohen's allowed to sit, because there's a halacha of in yeshiva b'azara, elo l'malchus based off of that. Stating that, says the Shita Mekubet, says, I'm not sure that that's true. It could be it's not true. And the reason is because we know there's a halacha of the mashcha, l'gdula, kiderech shamalachim oichlin. And being that there's a din of kiderech shamalachim oichlin, the kings, when they eat, they don't stand, they sit. So being that they sit, so maybe the mashcha's mechayiv yeshiva, so that even in the azar, the kohanim would be able to sit. Ay, in yeshiva bazar, this is already a tzorich carbon, because there's no other way to be mechayiv the mitzvah, because of the din la mashcha. So maybe tzorich carbon, shani, so zok the shita mekubet says, I'm not sure Tosfos is right. Tosfos says it's pashut that the halacha of in yeshiva bazar would be doicha the din lamashcha, meaning you're right, kings don't eat that way. But at the end of the day, ein yeshiva bazar el machas b'savu b'vat says the shita mehechatetzi. Maybe when the Gemara says malu yoshev sha'ichel, it means you could always be yoshev and oichel. Ay, ein yeshiva bazar, because it's a din lamashcha. The din lamashcha is going to take precedence over that. The emes is that these two tzadim, Tosfos and the shita mekubetzes is the aura on Tosfos is mefurish and Tosfos b'sach des yuma daf chafeim and aleph. The context over there is the reverse. The Gemara there says ein yeshiva bazar elu lamalchus based davar b'vat. Tame afraid Tosfos is mefurish a Gemara zvachim daf tezayin and aleph where the Gemara says malu yoshev sha'ichel, and we know that some of the Achila had to be in the Azara. And it sounds like you could always be Yoshev Eichel. I ain't Yeshiva Bazar, Elo Malchus Beis Davar B'Vad. So Tosfos says the same to Terutzim. Maybe Malu Yoshev Eichel means Kachim Kalim. That was Nechal outside of the Azara. Inami, because of the Din Lamashcha, it's considered Tzorech Karben. So you're not going to have a problem. But Enochanami, ordinarily, it would be an issue. Uncle Parim, Tosfos, Stut Stadim and Yumadav Chafei. By us, it's Tosfos just mentions one of the Stadim. The Shittim Kubetz is most of the other side. Is this Chakira? We know that the Koyen sat or was allowed to sit while he ate Basar Kachim. Was that true only for Kachim Kalim that were Nechal B'chol Yerushalayim? Or was it true for Kachim Kadashim as well? Why shouldn't it be true for Kachim Kadashim? Because Ein Yeshiva Bazar, El Malchus Beis Davar B'Vat. Mitzad Sheni, there's a Din L'mashcha, L'gdura, Kederech Sham Alachim Oysim. L'chur, you should have to sit down and eat. Tosfos is not sure whether L'mashcha is Doicha Ein Yeshiva Bazara, or whether Ein Yeshiva Bazara is going to be Doicha L'mashcha. I'll tell you a Dover Nifla that I saw in the Sefer Chafetzalos HaSharim, on this pasuk in Parashas Korach, on the pasuk of L'mashcha, that he brings from the Chabina Rav. Chabina Rav, in the Sefer David Meshar, made a dick. Listen to this pasuk. V'idabra Hashem al-Ahari, v'ani hinei nasati l'cha, es mishmeres tru moisoi, l'cha kachei b'nei Yisrael, l'cha nesatim l'mashcha, u'levanecha l'chai koil. So Hashem is talking not to Moshe, to Aharon. Vayadabra Hashem el Aharon. Hashem tells Aharon, I gave you the chof dal matnes kahuna, and this is the punchline, l'cha nesatim l'moshcha. But the pasuk seems to break up Aharon and his sons. L'cha nesatim l'moshcha, and then u'levanecha l'cha koil. The din l'moshcha is not only a din in Aharon, it's not only a din in Kohen Gadol. It's true for the Kohen Gadol, it's true for the Kohanim had yet as well. So what's this? L'chon esatim l'moshcha u'levanecha l'cha g'olam. Zok that should be in a rav hafu l'fal. Because Tosfos members, Tainas, in one side in Yuma Chafayim and Aleph, and it's Mefurish over here in Zvachim Dav Tezayim and Aleph, that even though there's a din of l'moshcha, but there's something that was doicha l'moshcha, and that is the halach of Ein Yeshiva Bazar Elo Malchus Beis Davar B'Vat. So even though the Gemara says the Kohen was allowed to sit while he ate, it was only the kachim that was nechal outside of Yerushalayim, but the kachim that was nechal inside of the Azara that he wasn't allowed to sit for, because for that you have in Yeshiva Bazar. So Zokta Chavina Rav, I'm going to give you a Marimokim Nifla Ayin Tosfos Soita Daf Memo Lides. Tosfos over there brings a medrash. Tosfos is discussing this halach of Ein Yeshiva Bazara, Elo Malchus Beis Davar B'Vat. Tosfos starts off, by the way, by saying Lo Yodati Mekoyimai. I'm not sure where this comes from, what the Makar is. Of course, it's related to the story of Yeravam and Avot. That's why Yeravam was Maimon HaGolem. Why didn't Yeravam and Avot want the Yidden to be Eilu Rego? Because Yeravam was in Malchus Beis David. Rechavim ben Shloimeh was Malchus Beis David. And he knew that the Yidden are going to come, they're going to be Eilu Rego, they're going to see Rechavim sitting. Because in Yeshiva Bazara, El Machos Beis Lava Bavad, Yerovam is going to be standing. What's it going to look like? So it was the gaiva of Yerovam Ben Avat, this reasonable Baal Gaiva, the same gaiva that would play itself out again when Hashem comes to Yerovam and he tells him, Chazarbach, Vaniva Tov, Ben Yishai, Netayu Bagan Edom. So what did Yerovam say? Mi Beroish, who's going to be first? Who's going to be first? The gaiva of Yerovam Ben Avat. It was the gaiva of Yerovam that caused him to be chayti umachti yisraam. But the bottom line is, Taisus starts off by saying, lo yadati mekoyme. Then Taisus quotes a medrash. And the medrash says, mefurish, ein yeshiva bazar, el malchus beis dovet bovad. Rav Ami in the medrash says, af le malchus beis dovet. But listen to the punchline. Ulemi hoisi yeshiva bazar ubehechel. Who was allowed to sit in the azar of the hechel? Have yoyme koyen gadol. Kohen Gadol was allowed to sit. Shenema ve'eli akoyin yoshev al akise. Eli akoyin was sitting. So said the Chavina Rav. So it's true. In yeshiva ba'azara l'malchus mezavu b'vak. But the Kohen Gadol was. So it comes out of Gevaldig and Afkemino. According to Tosfos in Zvachim Daf Tezayin Amar Aleph. And one side in Tosfos in Yuma Daf Chofei Amar Aleph. If a Kohen headed was eating kachin kadashim in the Azara, he had a stand. If the Kohen Gadol was eating kachin kadashim in the Azara, he was allowed to sit. That means the Kohen headed, even though there's a din l'mashcha, he couldn't be mekayim the din l'mashcha. Because in yeshiva ba'azara is doy. Kohen Gadol didn't have that problem because the Kohen Gadol is allowed to sit. So it comes out the Kohen Gadol could be Mekayim the Din Lamashcha B'Shleimus. The Kohen Hedi can't be Mekayim the Din Lamashcha B'Shleimus because every time he eats Kachin Kadashim, he has to stand. That's not Lamashcha. That's not Kederach Shamal Acham Oichlin. Said the Chavina Rav, that's why the Torah divided it. For you, Aharon HaKohen, and for every Kohen Gadol that's going to follow you, the Din Lamashcha is going to be B'Shleimus. Just so happens, there's a more diluted version of Lamashcha, that's Ulevanech, that they're also going to have. But the real, the Iker Din Lamashcha, the Lamashcha Vishleimus, that's something that's only going to be negated to you. But I'll tell you something interesting. I heard on Shabbos, I was by my parents, I went to my father's Rav, Rav Yosef Ernst, the Shlita's Daf Yoy Mishir. So he said over, B'shem Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, the Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein asked the Kasha. Meaning, Tosfos seems to say that if the Kohen was eating Kachim in the Azara, he had a stand. His kasha was that the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, Perek Dalet, Halacha Gimel says as follows. And when a person eats, he has to sit. But when you eat, you have to sit. And the makar to this Rambam is a Gemara. It's a Mefurish Gemara, Mesechtes Gittin, Daf Ayin Amaral. Shloisha Dvarim, Makish and Gufay Shaladam. The Elohe. Oichel Me'umad. The shaysa ma'umad, the shimesh mitasa ma'umad. But the bottom line is you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to drink while you're standing. So it's a shail of sakana. So l'chur, if it's a shail of sakana, Frank of Yitzchak Zilberstein, how are they allowed to sit? So he said that it could be, being that they would be makayim a mitzvah, there's an inyan of shayim a mitzvah yeh davara. So the roof shtal detzu to a shail in the poiskim asked, just to show you how far this halacha goes, the poiskim discussed that how is a, that a chasim kalu when they're standing under the chuppah, so you give them to drink bayir priya gofen. How are they allowed to drink bayir priya gofen? It's a furish halacha, it's a gemara, getting dafayin, it's a rambam, but if you say shayim a mitzvah yeh davara, so being that they'd be makayim a mitzvah, so maybe if they be mekayim a mitzvah, it's going to be different. Then afterwards, the roof said, he said it wasn't recorded, so this is being recorded, but he said that, you know, it's kedai to be ma'ira, that people, they go to shmorgasbords and they stand while they're eating, you know, it could be that being violated, they're violating a mefurish halacha in Shulchan Aruch, meaning the mechaber brings it, I think he brings it in Simen Kof Ayin, but the Rambam for sure, and it's a Gemara. It's a Gemara Masechtes Gittin, Daf Ayin Amaral. So I was just thinking, one ha'ara, I could be, for this, we can shtel to the Tshuva from Rav Moshe, his famous tshuva that was written with regards to smoking, where Rav Moshe argued that it could be it's not usher to smoke, and despite the fact that there's a lot of data and research that links smoking to terrible things, but at the same time, al zeh nemar shomer psayim Hashem. You find this concept in halacha of shomer psayim Hashem. The Gemara says back in the day, you weren't allowed to give a bris milah on a yom ha'moedin. If it was a cloudy day, it was considered to be too risky to do bris milah, so they would push off the bris. Mamash, they would be doicha milah bismanai. Because it was too cloudy. It says the Gemara in Perikol, but Kiman the Dashu Bei Rabim, today people do it. No. Once people do it, Shem Rip Sayyim Hashem. There's a special shmira that Hashem gives us fools when we do things that we're not supposed to do. So there's good news and bad news. Bad news is you're a fool. The good news is Shem Rip Sayyim Hashem. But the bottom line is that there is a special shmira. So the Gemara says that sometimes, but then again, sometimes you don't say Shem Rip Sayyim Hashem. So Rav Moshe in a tshuva says that you have to say that whenever something is clear cut, sakana, avada, you don't say Shem Rip Sayyim Hashem. But when something is not a clear cut sakana, it's just that there's research that suggests that if a person does this, the chances of something happening in Chris, or if somebody eats certain foods, there's a higher probability that he's going to suffer one day from a gevissa zach. That's what Ramesh was talking about. So Ramesh says that already. When it's a quid pro quo, when it's mamish science, you do this, that's going to happen. Ramesh tells you the halach of makkah. So in those areas in halach avada, there you're not going to say shayim rapsayim Hashem. But when something is not clearly a davar shas lakonah, you could do it 1,000 times and nothing's going to happen. But if you do it, the chances of something happening increase. That's where you would suggest Allah Hashem Sayyim Hashem. Ramosha says in his tshuva very, very clearly that the Rambam's Hilchas Deis, I think, would all fit into where you say Shayim Rapsayim Hashem. And he says, Bimadaik, the Rambam's Lashonis and Hilchas Deis, he never says, Aser, those are not the Lashonis that he uses. La'olam, let's read this Rambam. It's coming from a Gemara. But at the end of the day, Ulai, this Gemara is rooted in Sakana. Lemaisa people do it. Kivin the Dashu Bei Rabbim. Maybe you could say Hashem Ripsayim Hashem. I'm not sure. Above my pay grade. But either way, Zok Digimara Vaiter Puzzle the Ain Boy Kar. So the Mishnah again discussed the basic halacha of pigles. So now we're going to take it even one step backwards. And we're going to bring now the Makar to the halachas of pigle. So it's just kedai as a background to remember that the Torah mentions the halachas of pigle in two places in the Torah. It's in Parashat Tzav. Vim heyochel yeyochel mipsar zevach shlomov bayoyim ha-shlishi lo yirotze ha-makrev oisoy lo yechoshev lo pigle yiyeh v'ha-nefesh ha-yicheles mimenu. It's a long pasuk, and by the way, the Gemara calls it the pasuk aricha. It just simply is a very long pasuk. But the pasuk basically mentions the basic gist of the halachas of pigle. Then the Torah chazes it over in Parshas Kedoshim. Over there, it's broken up in a few pasukim. The pasuk begins, "Kvichisiz b'chu zevach shlomim l'Hashem." Both times, the Torah mentions the halach of pigle and mentions it in the context of a shlom. So the pasuk, "Kvichisiz b'chu zevach shlomim l'Hashem," "Lertzoinchem tizbachu." "B'yoyim zevchachem yeyachal." You have to eat the basar at its proper time. "Umi machras v'anoyser adayim ha-shlishi be'esh yisarev." And if anything was left over, you have to burn it. "V'meyachal yeyachal b'yoyim ha-shlishi." If you eat it b'yoyim ha-shlishi, pigle hu lo yirotze v'oichla v'avoyna yisok es kodesh Hashem chilo v'nichasu ha-nefesh ha-himei ha-mer. So here it's not one long pasuk, but rather here it's several psukim. Another thing that the Torah mentions here is the halach of noiser. So the halach of noiser is mentioned right next to the halach of pigle. Additionally, the Torah also mentions over here the halacha of Karas. So it never said Karas in Parashat Tzav. What it said in Parashat Tzav was Avoy Neitisa. But it never specifically mentioned Karas. Over here it says clearly, V'oichla v'avoy neyisa, ki es koydesh Hashem chilel v'nichrasa ha-nefesh ahim me'ana. Zok tikvar, no, how do you know the halacha of Chutz L'smanoi and the halacha of Chutz L'mkoymoi? Oh, ma shmul trey kroik, see if it is two psukim. Mayhi, what are the two psukim? Amar Rabba, Rabba said. So Shmuel said two psukim. Amiram, I'm going to discuss now which two psukim. Shlishi, it says in Parashat Tzav, the word shlishi. V'meyochel yeyochel mipsar zevach shlomov bayoyim ha-shlishi. Zehu chutz lezmanoi. Pigol, when it says the word pigol in that same pasuk, zehu chutz lezmanoi. Okay. So if the pasuk mentions chutz lezmanoi, chutz lezmanoi, albeit not mefurish, this is a lot of Torah Shabbat Peh here. But the bottom line is it mentions Chutz L'Zmanu, Chutz L'Mkoymai. And then it says at the end, V'anefesh ha'ichelas mimenu avoy matisa, which we know means Karis, we know it from Parashas Kedoshim, but we know it means Karis, then why is there only Karis for Chutz L'Zmanu, not Chutz L'Mkoymai? Because V'anefesh ha'ichelas mimenu is a Lashon Yachid, and we learn from there, Echad V'loi Shnayim. And which one? Zeu Chutz L'Zmanu, Ulamute Chutz L'Mkoymai. So for Chutz L'Zmanu, this is going to be Karis, for Chutzim Koymid is not going to be Karis. For Emo, maybe if I care. For Nefesh Ha'ichelis, Mimenu, Zeh Chutzim Koymid, Lamut Chutzim Koymid, maybe for Chutzim Koymid is going to be Karis, but Chutzim Koymid is not going to be Karis. So the Gemara says, Mistabru Chutzim Koymid, Odif, De Pasach Bey. Makes more sense to say that the Karis is by Chutzim Koymid, because the Pasach mentioned Chutzim Koymid, Chutzim Koymid, and then said Karis. Which one did it mention first? Chutz L'zmanoi. So it makes more sense that the Karis is going on the first thing that was said. Either Rabbi Chutz L'mkoymei, or the Samachle. Maybe it's going back on the last thing that it said. So the Gemara says, you're right. This can't be the Makar to Chutz L'zmanoi, Chutz L'mkoymei. And that this Karis by Chutz L'zmanoi, and there's no Karis by Chutz L'mkoymei, because it doesn't work. Elam Rabbaya. So again, when Abaya said, you have to say the Makar is something else. He also Rav Yitzchak Baravdimi Yomara. I heard from Yitzchak Baravdimi who said the name of Rav. Samachad Tani Tano, that the Makar to Chutz L'zmanoi, Chutz L'mkoymei. And that this
karis by chutzlis mani and not chutzlim kaimai is from the following two psukim, a little bit of cheshbin, keshu oimer, when it says, shlishi beparshas kedoshim tiyu, she'ein talmud loimer, why did the Torah have to chazer over the parsha pigel and parshas kedoshim? Sharei kvar nemar, doesn't it already say it in parshas tzav, v'meyochli yoch v'sar tzavach shlomim v'yema shlishi? So why do we need a second parsha? You have the parsha, parshas tzav, and you have the parsha, parshas kedoshim. Eino, inyo l'chutzlis mani, t'neyo inyo l'chutzlim kaimai. Meaning, really, there's two parshas of pigel in the Torah. Parshas Tzav and Parshas Kedoshim. And both parshas are discussing Chutz Lizmanei. But you don't need two parshas to tell me the halacha of Chutz Lizmanei. So what we say is that im einoy inyan l'chutz Lizmanei, t'neyu inyan l'chutz Limkoimai. Okay, how do you know chorus by Chutz Lizmanei and not chorus by Chutz Limkoimai? Umiyat rachmano gabi noisar v'oichlov avoynoy yisa l'mu'utei Chutz Limkoimai. Now, the pasuk in Parashas Kedoshim, that parasha that discusses pigel, we said doesn't only mention pigel, it mentions the halacha of noiser as well. It says noiser clearly in the pasukim. V'chisiz b'chu zevach shlomim l'Hashem v'tzoichem tizbachu, b'yoyim zevchachem yeyochel u'mimachros, v'hanoiser adayim ha-shlishi v'esh yisarev. So that's very, very clear. It's Torah Shebekzav. The Torah is clearly talking about noiser. And then it continues, v'meyochel yeyochel v'yoyim ha-shlishi, pigel yeh, hu lo yirats. And then it talks about pigel. And it says, v'oichla v'avoyno yisa. Now it says, which is a Lashon Yachid, which seems to suggest that not everything that we just mentioned has a Chiyuv Karis, but only one of the things. One of the two things that we mentioned. What were the two things that we mentioned? We mentioned Noisar, and we mentioned Pigel. Which Pigel did we mention? Chutzlim Kaimai. So if you're telling me that Va'oichlov Avoyna Yisa is one out of the two, you know how you know Chutzlim Kaimai there's no Karis? Because which one has Karis Noisar? Which one doesn't Pigel? Which Pigel's mentioned in this Pasuk? The Chutzlim Kaimai. That was the Me'enoi Inyan, the Chutzlim Kaimai, the Me'enoi Chutzlim Kaimai. That's how I know that by Chutzlim Kaimai, there's not going to be Karis. Again, inside. Umiyat Rachman Agabi Noisar Va'oichlov Avoyna Yisa. Lemute Chutzlim Kaimai. The aim of Va'oichlov Avoyna Yisa is our Chutzlim Kaimai. Ulemute Noisar Mikaris. How do you know, though, that when it says Va'oichlov Avoyna Yisa, it's going back on one, that the one it's referring to is Noisar Ulemute Chutzlim Kaimai? Maybe the one that it's referring to is Chutzlim Kaimai. So if somebody eats from a carbon with a machshavas pigel chutzlim kaimai, it's going to be karis. If you eat from a carbon with a machshavas pigel chutzlim kaimai, it's going to be karis. When is there not going to be karis? There's not going to be karis if you eat noiser. So the Gemara says mistabra noiser havalei luukme bekaris. It makes more sense to say that noiser has karis lemigmar avon avon lechutzlim kaimai, so that I can learn exerushava avon avon chutzlim kaimai. No, the Gemara throws in a logic that it very, very rarely does. And that is as follows. In Parashas Kedoshim, it says Mefurish Karis. In Parashas Tzav, by the Parasha of Chutz Lizmanai, it says, V'hanefesh ha'cheles mimenu avoynotisa. It doesn't say anything about Karis. Stating that we know Chutz Lizmanai this Karis. How do you know Chutz Lizmanai this Karis? Because it says avoyn here, v'ach oichler avoynotisa here. The Gzeir Shava avoyn avoyn tells me, just like in Parashas Kedoshim, it says v'nichrasa, there too. So it says the Gemara like this. Listen to this logic. If this pasuk v'oichler avoynotisa that says Karis is referring to noiser ulamutei chutzim kaimai, so then I can make a Gzeir Shava avoyn avoyn from noiser to chutz lizmanai, and say that just like noiser this karav when it says va'oichlav avoyne tisa by chutz lizmanai, it means karav as well. But if va'oichlav avoyne yisa is referring to chutz lizmanai, then I won't be able to make the gzeirah shava avoyne avoyne from chutz lizmanai. Meaning, I need a similarity between the two parashias in order to justify the Gzeirah Shava. So if one parasha is Chutz Lizmanai and the other parasha is Noisa Tain as the Gemara, I could justify the Gzeirah Shava. But if one parasha is Chutz Lizmanai and the other parasha is Chutz Lizmanai Kaimai, I can't justify the Gzeirah Shava. So it makes more sense then to say that this parasha is Noisar, so now I can use the Gzeirah Shava and I can clarify what parasha Tzav means when it says V'ayichlo V'avoy Netisa. But if this parasha is going to mean Chutzim Kaimai, I have no way of doing that. Let's see that inside. Zokti Gemara, Mistabra Noisar V'leilu Ukmi Bekaris. It makes more sense to say that when it says in parasha Kedoshim, one out of the two, either Noisar or Chutzim Kaimai has Karis, that which one is the Karis, the Noisar, L'migmar Avon Avon L'chutzim Mani. Now I can make the Gzeirah Shava Avon Avon to Chutzim Mani. The Domile, it's Domile in two ways, Bizav. It's an acronym. The Zion, Rashi says, stands for Zman. They're both related to Zman. What's Noisar? You didn't eat it in its proper time. What's Machsheves Chutz Lizmanai? You Mechashev to eat it in its improper time. Additionally, you have the Bez. It's also Daimin Bab. You have a Machsheva Chutz Lizmanai by Obama. You don't have a Machsheva of Chutz Lizmanai
and you have halacha noiser by a bama. B'chusam kam, you don't have by a bama. Remember Rashi? Rashi said because you can do it anywhere in the world, even outside of Yerushalayim. But the Gemara says adirabba. I can argue chutzam kaimi have they look me bekaris. What's more similar, noiser chutzas manei or chutzas manei and chutzam kaimi? Of course, chutzam kaimi chutzas manei is more similar. Lemigma oven chutzas manei. The damalei b'miktash. It's done in four ways. Number one, men miktash. Machshava. They're both machshava. One's a machshava chutzas mani, one's a machshava chutzam kaimi. As opposed to the noisa, that's where you physically left it over. Ktsas. Machshava of chutzas mani, if you had a mind to eat even a little bit, the whole carbon becomes possible. Noisa, whatever you left over is possible. But there's no halach if you left over a little bit, somehow retroactively, that possible, the whole carbon. Additionally, dam. Both of them are related to avodah sadam. You have a machshava chutzas mani, chutzam kaimi, b'shas avodah sadam. Noisa has nothing to do with dam. That's basar. Ushlishi, and they both have the word shlishi mentioned in it. El Amar Rav Yechanan said, Tani Zamti Bar Levi, ask you kodesh kodesh. You want to know how I know that when it says va'uchla va'voino yisa is referring to noiser? I know from Gzeir Shav. It says kodesh in that pasuk. Va'uchla va'voino yisa ki es kodesh Hashem. And ksiv hocha, and it says ki es kodesh Hashem chilel v'nichrisa. V'ksiv hasan v'sarafta es ha'noiser ba'esh ma'lahala noiser afka noiser. It says noiser in this pasuk, and it says kodesh in this pasuk, and it says kodesh in the parasha of noiser. So we make a gzeir Shav that this pasuk must be referring to noiser. It's not referring to machshava pisalas. If we know it's talking about noiser, umiyat rachmana gabi noiser va'uchla va'voino yisa lemuti chutzam kaimi mikaras. It's dafka noiser. Again, that parasha was talking about two things. Talking about noiser and chutzam kaimi. One of them is Vaichlava Bani Yisa. Which one's gonna be Vaichlava Bani Yisa? Kaidesh is the Giloy, Kaidesh, Noiser. Noiser has Karis, as opposed to Chutzam Kaimai, that's not gonna have Karis. The Gemara says, Umaychas is the Kara Richa Bechutzlas Manoi, Ushlishi the Pashas Kudash until Chutzam Kaimai, Epachano. Okay, so how do you know now that Chutzlam Kaimai doesn't have Karis and Chutzlas Manoi does? Because in this Pashas Kudash that mentions Chutzlam Kaimai and Noiser, there's a hafka that only Noiser has karas, but the other one not. What's the other one? Chutzlam kaimi. Now that only works if you know for sure that this other one in Parashas Kedoshim is chutzlam kaimi, which is what we said. We said Parashas Tzav is chutzlas manoi, Parashas Kedoshim is chutzlam kaimi. I have a miut in Parashas Kedoshim, so that I know the chutzlam kaimi is not going to be karas. But veit gemar ein pchana. Maybe faker. Maybe the kra richa is chutzlam kaimi. Maybe Parashas Tzav is chutzlam kaimi. Parashas Kedoshim is chutzlas manoi and noiser. And have a mirror over here in the parish of chutzlas manoi. So the gemara says mistabra richa bechutzlas manoi. It makes more sense for the aricha to be chutzlas manoi. The gemara oven min noiser. The dami leves up because again Parashas Tzav has this cryptic word pasuk va'oichla va'voino tisa. We don't know what avoino tisa means. We just simply don't know what it means. If I have a gzera shava from that parasha to this parasha, I'll know what it means. I'll know that it means cars. If that parasha is chutzlas manei, I can make the gzeira shava because I know there's a similarity. Again, that's the interesting logic between noiser and chutzlas manei. That doima bezov zayin beis zman and bama memela I can relate the two. But if that parasha is talking about chutzlam kaimai, I have no similarity between a machshava chutzlam kaimai and noiser. I have no way to make the gzeira shava, so I'm going to be left holding the bag. I'm not going to know what va'uchla va'voino tisa means. So it makes more sense to say parasha sav is chutzlas manei. Because then I know I have the gzeira shava. There's just more information. The picture comes together much better. But the Gemara says, Adarabba, I hear, Aricha b'chutzlam kaimai. I can argue that it makes more sense for Parashat Tzav to be talking about chutzlam kaimai. Ushlishik da shantiba chutzlas manai. And Parashat Tzav should be talking chutzlas manai. Vishum da damile, samchi v'kamemaile. It actually makes more sense, time is the Gemara, that Parashat Kedoshim should be talking about chutzlas manai, because then you have noiser and chutzlas manai together, which are so similar. That's what we keep on saying. Zav, right? But in its essence, it's similar. One is where you had a machshava to do it chutzlas manei. The other one is where you physically left it chutzlas manei. So the Gemara is saying, I don't know if that's true. Bottom line is this can't be the makar. Because even though we seem to have maybe come up with a makar, how you know chutzlas manei, chutzlam kaimai, it's the two parashiyos, and im eino inyan, tnei inyan. But I don't know if parashas tzav is chutzlas manei, and parashas gedoshim is chutzlam kaimai, or if parashas Savas chutzam koimei and parashas savas chutzam manei. So I know whatever the machshava of parashas kedoshim is, that doesn't have karas. Because that parasha mentions noisar and the machshava, and only noisar has karas. Kodesh, kodesh. This doesn't have, but okay, that's very nice. But at the end of the day, I don't know which one is a smite. So if I don't know which one is a smite, that can't be the makar. So what is the makar? Ela marava, kulu mikra, richa asin, and that already we're going to see. But before we end this week, just to end off with one light festa, Festa Ha'ara. So, we mentioned earlier in the week, it's really twice since we started Masechta Zvachim, the Ha'ara of the Binyan Shloimeh, Shloimeh HaKoyim Mivilna, the Bilna Dayan, who asked that why is it that on Erev Pesach we don't take out a Sefer Torah by Yibin Soya Arayin and read Parshas Boy, read the Parsha of the Korban Pesach. L'churah, there's an inyan of Unashamu Parms Faseinu. So just like on Yontif, we read from the Sefer Torah Menyana Diyayma, just like on Rosh Chodesh, we read Menyana Diyayma, why is it then that on Erev Pesach we don't do the same thing? And the Vilna Dayan said, because the Korban Pesach is different than all other Korbanos. All Korbanos is the Iker of the Korban is the Hakrov. On the Hakrov, it's Shayach when Neshama Paras Faseinu. The Korban Pesach, the Iker of the Korban is the Achila. I mean that the Iker of the Korban is the Achila, and the Hakrov is just the Hechetimsa, to be able to have Basar of a Korban, so that you should be able to Mekayim the Achila. On the Achila of a Korban, there's no Neshama Paras Faseinu. Neshama Paras Faseinu passes on the Hakrov, Neshama Paras Faseinu doesn't pass on the Achila. So last night I met the Rav Shlita, Rabbi Shua Abba, and I told him over this Ha'ara of the Binyan Shleimah. He told me to take a look in Shailos Tshuva's Binyan Shleimah, Simon Aleph. Take a look at what he brings from Rav Naftali Hamburger. And it's Dvarim Neflam Adlamoid. So I took a look in Kachava. It's Mamish Dvarim Neflam Adlamoid. But just one little bit of a Hakdama. That is the Mechaber in Erech Chaim, Simon Aleph, Sivkotin Hei, brings the idea of saying Karbonis. Toiv Loimar, Parshas Hakeda, Uparshas Haman, Vaseres Hadibrois, Uparshas Oilo, Umincha, Vishlamim, Vechatas Vasha. So it's Toiv Loimar, similar to the Lashonis of the Rambam in Hilchos Deis, but Toiv Loimar, it's a nice thing to say amongst the list of the Shulchan Aruch, the Karbonis. Ayla umincha ushlamin v'chatas vashem. Sok the Magen Avraham nishalti. I was asked. Lama kasev atur v'arav beis yosef b'shulchan aruch loymar ayla v'chulu and then chatas. V'aloi kaimel on perik yudas vachim the chatas koydim la'ayla. V'chin kasev rashi v'parashat tazriya ayin sham b'rei. So l'chur it's a pella. Why does the mechaber listen to the sensitivity of how the achrenim were medayik l'shoyne azav shulchan aruch? Ayla umincha ushlamin v'chatas vashem. Why are we mentioning ayla first and then chatas? Sounds like that's the seder that you're supposed to say. L'chur, you should say hepecha seder. You should say first chatas and then afterwards you should say ayla. Because we know the chatas always came before the ayla. Ayla is the dairin, the chatas is the praklet. So you always will knock the chatas before the ayla. So why does the mechaber say first ayla and then chatas? So the Magen Avraham says v'nirali, it could be the teretz like this, because we know ayla was mechaber and aseh. Chatas was mechaper on a loisa say sheish bekaris. And even though the Gemara says that Magoch the Chatas was mechaper on a loisa say sheish bekaris, Kalvachomer was mechaper on an ordinary loisa say, and Kalvachomer ben benoishal Kalvachomer, it was mechaper on an assay. But at the same time, the Gemara came out, it's only mikufya mechapra that Kalvachomer is true, mikiva loy mechapra. In other words, the ikka kapara of an assay came from an oila, the ikka kapara of a loisa sheish bekaris came from the carbon chatas. Says the Magen Avraham, we know the Gemara says, Ein loch adam b'Yisrael, there's no person that wasn't mevatel an asei, kein tzadik baritz asher yasa toivel ayechta, that wasn't mevatel some sort of an asei. But the fact that you were over a loisa sheish bekaris is not muchach. So, enchanam, in the Beis HaMikdash, if somebody brought an oila and a chatas, the kehanim are bringing an oila al misha mechuyev oila, and a chatas al misha mechuyev chatas, so the say there is, first you bring the chatas, then you bring the oila. But when we say karbana, it says the Magen Avraham, you know for sure that you're chayiv an oila, because ein lecha adam b'Yisrael. Everyone's chayiv an oila. You don't know for sure that you're chayiv a chatas. So you know for sure oila, you don't know for sure chatas. It's for that reason, says the Magen Avraham, we do the oila before we do the chatas. But enochinami, and this is the punchline, if you know that you would be chayiv chatas if the Beis HaMikdash was built b'mehera b'yameinu amen, enochinami, you should say the chatas before you say the oila. So it's a good diik. The Mechaber says oila mincha v'shlamim v'chatas v'ashem, first oila and then afterwards chatas. That's min hastam. But if you're from the people that know that you were maybe once Mechal Shabbos B'shaygig, v'chule, and Mr. Brewer famously said in his Akdama Techele Gimel that if someone doesn't learn Hilcha Shabbos, it's muftach loy that he was Mechal Shabbos. But I'll put it, so the point is, if you're such a person, then you should say chatas and then you should say oila, because that's the Seder. The Seder always is chatas before oila. Shleim HaKoyim Vilna brings Shamati from Rav Naftali Hamburger that he was once saying a drasha. And in his drasha, he was Miyashiv the Magen Avraham's Kasha. He said a Dovah Nifla. We know that the Karban Chatas, like almost all Karbanis, had a Chelik that went Legavaya, and there was a Chelik that went Lebaila. The Chelik that went Legavaya, that was the Dam, the Emurim.
The chelik that went labailim, that was the basa. The oiler was unique in that the oiler was kulei kol. So Rav Naftali Hamburger said, it's true there's a din hayoyim of unesham v'parvus v'aseino. Meaning today you could read the parasha of Kavanas and it's going to be as if you brought the carbon. But that's only true for the chelik la'gavoya. The chelik that went la'gavoya, where Rechmana liba boy, there is a chiddush that if you go ahead and you have the right Kavanas and you say it properly, it's ke'ilu you a mark of the carbon. But the chelik that's nechal, for that it's not true. So he said, when we say the parish of the chatas, as much as it's ke'ilu we brought a chatas, but it's missing. There's a chelik of the hakrova that we can't to wife today. The achilas kayhanim, melamich kayhanim, oichlim ubayim eschapim, that chelik of the kapara that we don't have. When we read the parish of the oilu, we're not missing anything. You know why? Because the oilu was kulei kala. There was no achila by the oilu. I mean that there was no achila by the oilu. Your mom is bringing a carbon oilu. So he said, enachinami. If we would have an ability to be makiv the chatas b'shleimus and the oilu b'shleimus, I've added the chatas would come first. But today we can't. Today it's mer nit uneshalma parm svaseinu. So he said, make a cheshme. When we say the parish of the oilu, your mom is bringing an oilu with the ganze ganzkeit, with the whole shleimus. You're not missing anything. When we read the parish of the chatas, you're not bringing it with the whole shleimus. You're actually missing out. What are you missing out? You're missing out in the achilo. So you can bring a oila b'shleimus and a chata shleimus. Which one should you say first? I thought you should say the oila first. So said Rav Naftali Hamri, that's the cheshbon. And a chenami, if you were bringing an oila and a chata ketikuna avada, first would be the chatas, then would be the oila. But today it's not shana ketikuna. Now it's merely uneshalma parim svaseinu. So it actually makes more sense to say first the oila and then the chatas, because the oila you can bring b'shleimus, whereas the chatas you can't bring b'shleimus. And then Rav Tali Hamburger said that lefizeh, maybe you could say pshat, you say v'seyarev lefanecha asiro seinu ka'oilu ke'karbon. And then we daven ono rachum brachamecha rabim hoshev shchinoscha letzien irecha v'seydor avoydol Yerushalayim. So he said, haflav afela, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash today, but we have korbonos. Our tefillas, when we learn Parshas Kachem, and that's the first tefillah in V'seyarev. V'seyarev l'fanecha asiroseinu, Hashem, our tefillah should be as sweet to you, ka'oilo ke'karvin. It should be zis, mamish like an oilo and a carbon. See, today when we daven, it's ka'oilo ke'karvin. Because the oilo, we have the shleimus. But the carbon, we don't have the shleimus. So then we add a second tefillah. Ono rachum brachamecha rabim, hoshev shchinoscha letziyayin irecha, v'seyder avoydel Yerushalayim. Chanami, even if you're going to be mekabel this tefillah, even if Hashem says, yeah, it's v'seyarev, it's mamish v'harev not the tefillahs, v'seyarev l'fanecha asir aseinu, but it's still in the wrong seder. So we're maisiv that on a rachum, even afal p'ik, we still need the Beis HaMikdash. You know what we need? We need the seder avodah, because we have the oila and then the chatas, like the Shulchan Aruch says. But really, the way it's supposed to be in a perfect world, be the chatas and the oila, and that's what we're davening for. I'll just tell you one last tosafa, and that is, so Reb Shmuel Reuven Grossman told me yesterday, I called him, we were talking through the Inyan a little bit, he gave me a beautiful Maramachim. We mentioned in the Hakdama to Masechta Zvachim, so we mentioned the Chidas Kasha, Yodua, that Reb Yishmael, in the Ben Elisha, Shabbos, Taf Yud Beis, Amud Beis, so the more they discuss is La'yikra La'iraneh, and Reb Yishmael says, ah, what's the big deal? And then Reb Nasan Oimer, Kara V'hita, Reb Yishmael ended up being Kara V'hita, because of Alpin Kosei, Ani Yishmael Ben Elisha, Karisi V'hatisi, Ner B'Shabbos. Look, Kishe Yibana Beis HaMikdash, and Maxima Oilam, the cash is brought down, Bashem the Chida, that why do you have to say the Kishana Banabes Amikdash, Ovichata Shmeina? Kolo Isik, Betoiris Chatos is Kilo Hikrav Chatos. So what's the problem? Luchari was Makrav the Chatos. So if he was Makrav the Chatos, what's the issue? Why Shibanabes Amikdash? You learned Kachin. So if Rabbi Shmuel Ben Elisha learned Kachin, then why do you have to wait for the Beis HaMikdash to be built? So someone asked his Kasha to the Imre Emes, the Ger Rebbe, and the Imre Emes said, what did Rabbi Shmuel Ben Elisha say? Why do you say Chata Shmeina? And what's wrong if it's a chatas krusha? Why do you have to emphasize chatas shmeina? Because really, kolo isik b'teres chatas is ke'iluk of chatas. But when we bring a carbon chatas, it's not b'shleimus. The reason it's not b'shleimus is because we can too oif the chelik ha'gavaya. We can't too oif the chelik of kehanim. So what was Rabbi Yishmael missing? He was missing the basar, the achilas basar, kehanim oichlim uvaylim eschapim. That was the piece that was missing in Rabbi Shmuel's carbon when he said karbonis in the morning. So what did Rabbi Shmuel say? L'kishevonu beis hamikdash avichatos shmeina, with a lot of basar to emphasize that the reason he's going to bring a karbon chatos is not for the ikar akrava. It's the chatos shmeina. It's that chelik that was nachal kehanim.